The hospital corridor felt different in the light. Virginia sat up in bed, her face pale but alert. Robert walked in slowly, his shoulders dropping.
"How do you feel, V?"
he asked, voice raspy.
"I feel like I won," she said, a tired smile reaching her tired eyes.
"The radiation is done. We beat the cancer." Robert sat by her side.
"You did the fighting.
We just watched, dear.
We are a team, Dad.
The towers don't break," she whispered softly now.
"We are forged in fire."
Minnie walked in then, carrying a small bag.
"Your meds are ready," she said, handing them.
"The doctor says take them right on schedule."
"I will, Mother," she promised, checking time.
"I have my own clock." Barbara entered behind her, laughing at a text.
"James is coming over."
Virginia sat up straighter.
"He is," she asked.
"He has been worried."
"We all have," Robert said, looking at the machines turning off.
"The room feels empty."
"It feels like freedom," Virginia said, looking at the window to the sun.
"No more beeping sounds.
No more hospital gowns.
Just us," she noted.
"And the forge work."
"Forget the forge today," Minnie said firmly now.
"You are going home."
"To the condo?" she asked.
"To our life," Robert replied, taking her hand.
"The long night is over.
The dawn is ours now."
They gathered their bags. The exit sign glowed. It was a path to light.
"Ready to leave, V?"
"I am more than ready."
They walked out together.
The air outside was warm.
It smelled brisk and fresh.
It smelled like a life.
"I am a survivor now," she said to the sky.
"You always were," Robert said, guiding her along.
"A true tower survivor."
The car was waiting.
The journey began again.